Well, hello there. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here today with someone that if you've been to the Outer Limits more than one or two times, I'm sure you've bumped into this young lady. I'm here with Danielle. How are we doing today?
Good. I'm glad to be here, like always.
Like always, yes. You've got this great personality that I think everyone loves when they come in the door.
Well, thanks.
So thank you for coming, and thank you for being here tonight. Now, my mother always told me not to ask women two questions, and one is their weight and one is their age. I'm not going to ask you your weight, I promise, but I think for demographic sake, if you're willing to share, I'd like to ask your age.
Sure. So I just turned 40 this year.
Wow.
Yeah, big crazy. 40. I did not think that would happen considering my history, but yeah, 40 years old.
Well, you're looking great, and If you've been here more than once or twice, you've seen Danielle, and she works out almost every single day, if not twice a day sometimes. So you look great. So keep up the good work there. How long have you been coming to the Outer Limits?
I think it's probably been somewhere around 10 years, something like that. I lived somewhere else before that and worked in the Keene area for a little bit and then lived elsewhere before that for a long, long time. So yeah, about 10 years.
That's fantastic. But before that, were you at another gym or?
Not around here. No. When I worked in Keene, I went to a gym over there. But I didn't really get into the gym until probably my late 20s. Mm. Yeah.
Well,
now it's like home away from home.
And now if you miss a day, you're upset, right?
Yes, it's true.
I feel pain. Now I know the answer to this. You're not married. You don't have kids.
Nope.
But you are dating right now.
Okay? Yeah, I have an awesome boyfriend, and we live together and have lots of fun adventures and shenanigans. He's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've met him a few times, obviously, and we did a kickball tournament together, which was a blast.
Yes, it was. We came in second place. 2 years in a row.
We get the trophy up there to prove it too. Yes, both trophies up there. Yes, he's a good guy. So best luck there.
Thank you.
And then how about like parents, brothers, sisters? Are they in the area?
Yep. My mom lives over in the Swansea area, and her ex-husband, who is basically like my dad, he lives over there too. And then I have two sisters who have three kids each. So we have a very busy, happy family.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got nieces, right? Two nieces?
Yeah. I have actually now my sister just had a baby. So I have five nieces and a nephew.
Holy crap. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. Little kid. My kids are grown, so they're not as little and fun around Christmas time. But I'm sure it's going to be great for you too.
Yeah.
Are you going home for Christmas time?
I am. Yeah. And we have tons of children in our extended family, and I get very boisterous with them. So it'll be a good time.
Excellent. It's okay to spoil kids every once in a while.
I just spoil them with fun. I don't even need to give them presents. We just dance and act wild, and it's good times.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. What do you do for work?
I work, I coordinate a program for 16 to 21 year olds through HCRS now. I've been there for about 4 years. That's the designated mental health agency in the area. So I'm working with youth, young adults who come from difficult circumstances in life, and the program helps them with things like employment, housing, improving their mental health, their physical health, making healthier decisions, harm reduction, that sort of thing. It's super rewarding. I love it so much. And sometimes it's very stressful. So the gym helps me work all that out.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, I've worked with kids in the fire department occasionally, and it's tough. That's probably the toughest thing to deal with. So I commend you. It's a fantastic career. And you obviously seem like you love and have a passion for it. So that's great.
It's true.
That's very good. You said about 4 years you've been working there?
I've been there for 4 years, but I was at youth services for 7 years before that. And then I worked at a place in Burlington for a year or so as well. So I've been working with that specific population for quite a long time now. I was a terrible teenager, so as I'm sure my mother would tell you.
Most of us were. Some worse than others, but most of us were. So other than your job, then, what other activities outside of the gym do you like doing?
I love to travel. I have been to over 30 countries now. It's been really cool. So I've done things through volunteer programs. I've done things through just going on adventures. I studied abroad, that kind of thing. So the 40th birthday present to myself was that I went on a running adventure in Kenya.
I saw some pictures.
That was so cool. Yes, running literally with zebras and giraffes. It was super, super cool. Yeah, so really cool. Yeah. Yeah. But there are lots of volunteer opportunities out there too that are very cheap and a cool way to sort of see the world and gain perspective and stuff like that. So I encourage people to do it and ask me if they are interested. I'm the blonde chick at the gym with the tattoos who's very hyper all the time, in case you don't know who this is.
I think I've described you to many people the exact same way. You know Danielle with tattoos, very energetic. And, oh, yeah, Danielle. Yeah.
A blessing and a curse, yeah. As I say.
You plan on bringing Brad on any of the trips?
So that's my boyfriend. Yeah, he and I went to Puerto Rico this year, which was great. And then we are planning to go to Belize. Falgoz is planned in April. So, yeah.
I'm doing that cruise in April, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Woohoo! Yeah. That's super. Did the kids know yet?
No, that's a Christmas present.
Awesome! Yeah. Very exciting. So they'll know soon.
Yes, very soon. So here's a question I just like to ask. I don't know why I wanted to ask it, but I like to ask everyone. But do you have like a pet peeve of yours that bothers you? It could be good, bad. You know, like some people's pet peeves is lettering or whatever. But do you have any pet peeves that just like kind of just irk you?
Yes, for sure. Besides long toenails.
Well, you and I are on the same wavelength there.
I really don't like people who think they're better than other people, because we're all humans and we each have strengths and weaknesses and struggles and things that we have accomplished. And so I really, that bothers me a lot. And people who are just intentionally mean, I don't like that either.
No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. So I won't be mean to you and I'll trim my toenails. not a thing that I like at all. So toenails are long, it's even worse.
Yeah, yuck.
We had the fire department, we were like, for picking someone up in a stretcher, we always pull a blanket or sheet over their feet because I don't even want them touching or getting near me. It's just like, so I get that. But yeah, all right, good to know. So obviously, like, you hear all the time. What could you give our listeners, any motivational fitness advice or anything that, you know, that could help them in fitness?
I think part of it is like, find what works for you, experiment to some degree. And then, I love strength training. I love yoga, but I also feel like, I get jokes about how I'm the cardio queen. And one thing that works for me in terms of that is that I just think about it in small increments. I remember years ago, a friend of mine's husband ran 6 miles once a week, and I was just astonished that he could do that. And now that feels like not that hard for me. And I do it in a way where I'm like, all right, and I just need to get to mile 3. And then if I get to mile 3, I'm like, okay, a few more minutes and I'll be at 3.5. And so I break it down into smaller steps, and that seems to help me. But everyone has to find their own thing that works. There's so many ways to get physical activity. So I think find something that you can actually get enjoyment out of. And if something is hurting, then do something different.
Yeah, very good. And you ran 13 miles on Thanksgiving just because.
Yes, I did. Because I was eating a ton of food. That's why.
Yeah, I know. Oh, boy. But that was great. 13 miles. Just in one day. That's fantastic. I definitely have cut back in the running myself, but I'm trying to get back into it. So
we'll see.
So I guess the last question I have is, do you have any takeaways of the Outer Limits gym or anything else you'd like to add in general?
Yes, I have been thinking about this because I knew we were going to do this. And I actually really love the fact that it's called Outer Limits Health Club, because to me, this is way more than a gym. It is it is about your health in general. And I can tell you that in the last 10 years, I have had a lot of things that affected my mental health. And more than anything, I would say that this place helps my mental health. Whether it's I'm feeling wicked stressed out and I go on the some kind of like cardio equipment for a good long time and work it out, or I come in here in the morning and I have the jokester crew and I just get to laugh my butt off. I love this place. I think it's really friendly. I think people really are here to support each other. You know, it's non-judgmental. I can come in here looking like poop and not having any kind of, you know, proper gym attire, and nobody cares. Everyone is just happy to be here together. So yeah, I just really appreciate this place and I appreciate you. I think that you are this incredibly wonderful person. I think your family is wonderful. I like am inspired by you and your family and think that you are just like a tremendously great human being. So I encourage everybody to bring here and bring your friends. Yeah, and if you don't have friends to bring, you will make some here.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the things that honestly, that's why I bought the gym, was because of the people here. They're fantastic. If this was full of people that just came in, did their workout and left, I probably wouldn't have bought the gym. Mm-hmm. I mean, day one, I had conversations with almost everyone that walked through the door.
Yep.
And that to me is huge.
Yep.
And I've seen some people who've made some amazing changes. And to see that, it really excites me. You know,
yeah.
And see people that are, you know, doing things to better themselves, it really feels good. So, well, I really appreciate you sitting with us and chatting a little bit. In this podcast, you know, share it, please. And hopefully you like this podcast and we'll be doing more in the future. So thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
All right.